KZN's number one for local news. This is East Coast Radio News Watch.
KZN Health says the anti-venom supply is still in a critical state despite each district being restocked. The department's Vusi Dlamini today updated the provincial legislature's Health Portfolio Committee on medicine shortages.
The stock has been kept at facilities for issuing to other facilities in case of an emergency. At Madaden Hospital, in Inkosabe Dithuli Central Hospital, Madaden is for Amajuba District, Inkosabe Dithuli Central Hospital for Ethekwini District. So these are the vials that are available in the province, in the various districts. The supply remains constrained, however, each district has stock that can be sent to a facility on an emergency.
Dlamini told the committee the department has ordered more stock, but he's reminded them of the ongoing renovations at the South African vaccine producers in Johannesburg continues to disrupt the snakebite antivenom production. SAVP, which is under the National Health Laboratory Services, is the only manufacturer of antidote in the country.
These disruptions have exaggerated the waiting time for orders to be honored. The National Department of Health has sourced Section 21 bulk authority on behalf of provinces. An order for 300 vials from the Section 21 authority sourced by the National Department of Health has been placed by the depot.
There's been a break-in at the office tasked with investigating fraud and corruption cases at Ethekwini Municipality. The city has confirmed that the incident at the city's Integrity and Investigations Unit, Newswatch's Nushira Sudil reports.
In a statement this afternoon, Ethekwini Municipality says the break-in happened 3 days ago and was immediately reported to police. It says the motive is unknown. City Manager Musa Mbele says he's concerned that an office tasked with a huge responsibility of rooting out fraud, corruption and maladministration was targeted. He says officials won't be deterred from their investigations while calling on police to probe the matter thoroughly. Nushira Sudial, East Coast Radio Newswatch.
Despite all the debates about South Africa's strained relations with the US, the rand hit at its best level against the dollar since mid-December today. It strengthened to 18 rand 1 cent against the dollar this morning. In February, the currency briefly spiked above 19 rand after US President Donald Trump announced that his country would stop sending aid to South Africa over its land expropriation policies. And police in Paris have evacuated hundreds of young migrants from a theatre they had occupied for months. The migrants, many of them underage, had been sheltering at the historic Gaîté Lyrique venue in the city centre since early December. It forced the venue to cancel its opera and ballet performances. Activists and other locals gathered outside to protest against the eviction of the migrants. Durban and Pietermaritzburg, 28, tomorrow, Richards Bay, 29.
Here's what's coming up in your sport. Hugo Broos expecting a tough test from Lesotho in their World Cup qualifier this Friday. Good news for the Springboks. Damian Willemsen, Sasha Feinberg and Gomez Zulu are returning to action. And the F1 train has moved on from Australia and it's in China this weekend.